In the case of the Air Force, 2013, the first year of sequestration, was not as bad as it could have been. The service was able to reprogram funds so that it kept major programs mostly intact. That's partially because it was able to use unexpended funds from prior fiscal years, and it's not a luxury the Air Force will have next year. Richard Lombardi, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition Integration, says the ongoing uncertainty means a lot of decisions to award contracts or to move to the next milestone of a program will be put on hold during the first part of 2014.
I think what we will continue to see is decisions be a little bit slower as we're trying to make the financial decisions, the budget decisions to make sure that we're not launching off on something and then kind of have to do a real quick redirect. The last thing I think all of us want is for us to march off, award something, and then, you know, you have your teams ready to go and start staffing up, and then all of a sudden we do a complete 180 on you and we have to go back and rescope the programs and everything. And so I think what you'll see is decisions on certain areas be pushed out a little bit more in the through the program review process.
Lombardi, who spoke with a breakfast meeting organized by the Air Force Association, says additional oversight from the Pentagon is also going to produce some lag time for programs.
RFPs and source selection plans are getting unprecedented level of scrutiny. I mean, all the way up. I know that on the 1D programs that Mr. Kendall is reading the RFPs. So if he's reading the RFPs, you know his staff is reading the RFPs, and so it kind of ripples down. And so again, part of that then also, you know, kind of slows a little bit of the process and everything, because we're going through a lot of multiple reviews. So we've got everything kind of put together in a tight fashion.
2014 is all but certain to start out with a continuing resolution that funds the government for only a small part of the fiscal year. And when it does, Lombardi says the Air Force will begin to dole out dollars to its acquisition programs carefully, funding them only with a portion of what the president's 2014 budget request included. It's a tricky process, he says. For example, if sequestration stays in place, the Pentagon is still not sure how much flexibility it will have to move money between accounts, and Congress still has not passed authorization bills for 2014 that tell the military how much money it's allowed to spend on a given program.
We'll look at what is also the 14, what was in the 14 PB, you know, minus any marks, and whatever is the lowest amount is really what we would allocate out to the programs for that period of the continuing resolution. Now, typically what we do is we would allocate about 80% out to the programs. And the reason why we do that is because we need to maintain some flexibility. And that really helped us last year is because we didn't know how much we were going to be sequestered. And so by not allocating the full amount out to programs, that allowed us then to have a little bit of a buffer so that the programs weren't over-executing dollars.
If over-executing dollars over the next few months is the Air Force's biggest challenge, it's had the opposite one over the last few. While it's no secret that all federal agencies tend to make a big push to spend all their appropriations toward the end of a fiscal year, 2013 was different, since most agencies spent half the year with no idea what their final budget numbers were and with no ability to start new programs. Reprogramming authorization from Congress to try to mitigate the impact of sequestration also came very late in the fiscal year. So Lombardi says there's now an urgent need to spend every procurement dollar the Air Force has.
We're looking at almost daily, getting with the program executive officers to see what they're actually putting on contract to minimize the amount of dollars that are going to expire. And that's really important. You know, what we can't afford, and that's why it's important for us to execute. In this environment, we cannot afford to have dollars expire. I mean, that's just leaving money on the table, and it's important for us to be able to use every dollar that we can. Because what ends up happening is I have to go into the Air Force corporate structure and defend the investment dollars. And, you know, when they look at how much has expired in the past, you know, they really kind of look at the acquisition team and say, do you really understand how you're executing your dollars, because you've put Air Force dollars at risk that are allowed to expire.
Because of the uncertainty, each of the military services built two separate budgets for 2015. One assumes a 2% reduction from the president's budget proposal for 2014. Another assumes a 9% reduction in line with sequestration. Lombardi says the Air Force built its budget on the 9% reduction first, then decided which programs and activities it could add back if skies turned rosier. But in a budget process that's designed to start its wheels turning 2 full years before formal documentation is actually submitted to OMB, forecasting the funding of individual programs is tough, Lombardi says.
You know, I've had some industry partners come in and talk to me, and there's a frustration that they have is that they're not hearing, you know, a lot from the program offices. And to be honest with you, I can almost understand that from the program offices, because I'm sitting here in the meetings myself on a day-to-day basis, and I have no real clue of how the execution is going to occur in 14. And so I think it's more of the program officers just the uncertainty just kind of ripples down into the program offices, and not wanting to mislead their industry partners, it's easier for them just not to communicate, you know. And so which is a poor thing to do, but I can kind of understand where they're at in this environment, because there's just a lot of uncertainty that we're going through.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.